Welcome, everybody, to the My Wife is Going to Kill Me podcast. The podcast where me and my friends talk about the number one thing that makes our wives want to kill us. Toy collecting. That's right, we're a group of grown men who love collecting toys and found a way to trick the opposite sex into having real-life relationships with us. Sometimes even resulting in children. So this is where we come to talk about all the immature things we love and how it affects our lives in general, as husbands, fathers, and even at the workplace. Now go find a good hiding spot to listen to the latest edition of this podcast, because if your wife, girlfriend, or even your mom finds out, she may just want to kill you. Alright everybody, welcome back to episode 54 of the My Wife is Gonna Kill Me podcast. I'm your host Steve Bisciotti, and we are back once again to have a podcast. I'll tell you what, I gotta be honest. I've been up since 5 a.m. It's snowing like crazy here in Muskegon, Michigan. I've been snow plowing. I came straight from work to here to do this podcast. My mind is fried, so I'll probably sound like more of a buffoon than normal. I know I always sound like a buffoon.
Not more possible than normal. Not possible.
Not possible. All right, so I don't have any cute little intros today. All I can say is with me today are my two co-hosts, the best two co-hosts a host can have. And I'm firstly going to introduce Travis Bowles. How you doing, Trav?
Awesome. I am currently getting pounded by Peter in a...
Travis is getting pounded by Peter.
In a Clash Royale battle.
Fucking ain't right, doggy.
Doggy style. Travis getting pounded by Peter, doggy style. And, yeah, I'm trying to do a podcast, but both of these guys are looking at their iPads.
Totally.
And they...
Just to torque you off.
...are totally disinterested in what's going on here, adding nothing to the show.
I'm adding plenty to the show.
What are you adding, Pete? That's Pete McCarthy, for anyone who doesn't know.
Hey, it's good to see you, Steven. Yeah. I'm sorry to hear that you had to do your job. That's rough.
I wasn't complaining about it. Stating a fact.
Kind of sounded like you were complaining.
Yeah. Well, you should talk into the mic.
It kind of sounded like you were complaining.
Hard to do with that iPad sticking directly out from your chest that bumps into your mic stand if you try to lean in.
Oh, this is not good.
This podcast? No, it's horrible.
No. This podcast is wonderful. It's what it always is.
Hmm. Are you guys almost done yet? When did these things get so long?
Well, let's just put it this way. I have 11 left on my my King Tower.
No, you don't. So.
All right, so what did I do this week? Oh, I'm not going to talk about anything.
That victory was sweeter than a Boston cream pie. So,
I don't know if I've ever had a Boston cream pie.
One of the best pies.
What are they?
I don't know.
I don't know. I've never had one.
They're good, though. They're really good.
Let's talk about sweet right now. It's Christmas time, and everybody is, they're celebrating the birth of baby Jesus, which is absolutely awesome. I am excited about Christmas tree cakes. They come out this time of the year. They're 3 for $5, and I stockpile those motherfuckers because, like, I'll be eating Christmas tree cakes, like, through March because they're my favorite of the Hostess cakes. I should do a top five Hostess cakes.
You should. You should. So, I got a question for you. Both of you are Reese's Peanut Butter Cup fans, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Dude, look at us.
Well, I know, but...
You don't get this side.
It's Pete. You never know what the hell Pete's going to dislike.
That's totally true, because I'm the pickiest of the picky.
So, do you ever eat the, like, I don't know whether it's Halloween, it's the pumpkin-shaped ones, or right now they got the Christmas tree... Why are... To me, tell me if I'm wrong, they taste better. They taste like the peanut butter has more sugar in it.
I think it's more peanut butter.
I think it's more chocolate because they're smaller.
No.
I think the ratio is different. The peanut butter to chocolate ratio is different.
I don't think
different.
They're smaller. Well, they're way thicker than the regular Reese's.
They're more
Reese's.
Peanut butter. The Christmas trees, the eggs, the...
My favorite are just the cups. You know what I mean? Like, they're a little bit taller than normal, but they're about the size of a quarter.
Yeah.
Those are the best ones because the ratio is there. It's all about ratio.
I don't know. They're good, though.
They're really good. Have you seen the giant ones that are like the,
yes.
the regular cups, but they're, you know,
yes, the I have size seen of a the softball? They pretty are, they're fantastic.
And I'm weird. I only like peanut butter in Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, Reese's Pieces, and peanut butter sandwiches. Like anything else, like I don't eat peanut butter in. I don't like peanut butter in my ice cream. I don't like anything, like any pies with peanut butter in them.
God, peanut butter and ice cream is so good.
Peanut butter ice cream, that triple, there's an ice cream called Triple Peanut Butter Cup Hudsonville. It's Hudsonville brand. Oh, it's so fantastic.
I don't think I've had it, but it sounds really good.
The best ice cream, now that we're talking about it, is the chocolate fudge brownie by Ben and Jerry's. I don't know how they get the ice cream to be so cold yet keep the brownie so soft and moist.
It's so hard.
It's amazing.
Boom. Just pop Shira's cherry.
Get it.
What do you mean, popped her cherry?
I got her.
You've had her before.
I know.
Well, when you say, oh.
It just sounded cooler to say it like that.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, when you say pop a cherry, I kind of think it's the first time you got She-Ra.
I will say I got to throw props out to Joe Ryan on this. One of our buddies on Facebook. He posted, gave us some, you know, screenshots and some things that he was upgrading his tappers of Gray Skull all the way up, you know, and what do they call it when you get them to 1,000?
Evolving
them, and kind of showed us that, because I never really felt like it was worth it, but then he posted and showed the damage that they were doing, and oh yeah, it definitely changed things.
Killing it.
Yeah. So
there's a homeless person looking in your store. It looks like there was. Where'd they go?
A homeless person.
Yeah.
What are you saying about vapors?
Yes. For those of you who don't know, we're at the Cloud 9 Studios, which is actually the Cloud 9 vape shop that Pete owns. So.
And it is closed right now.
It is closed.
But we, every once in a while, we'll get a friend.
Yes.
Yep. So last night, Pete and I got together.
Like, physically?
Nah, it's close, I'd say. I mean, when you get two guys this size, you put us in the same room.
You're always kind of close.
Yeah, I mean, it's just kind of the way it
goes. No getting away from us.
Yeah. My wife had a little party. She had a bunch of her girlfriends over, and Pete dropped off his wife, and he came over to pick her up, and I got home. You know, I wasn't hanging out with the girls the whole time, but we hung out. Pete's wife made me some drinks, and
roofied him.
Yeah, I don't drink often, let's put it that way.
No.
Like, never.
When I had met you, I believe the story was you had only drank in once.
He had been drunk twice.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yep. Once. And it was his 21st birthday was one of them.
24th, probably.
24th, really?
Yeah.
And then there was the Mexico trip that I wasn't there. That's
the first, Mexico trip.
Yeah.
And so since then, I've seen Travis drunk. I don't know. Possibly, maybe. You were feeling really good that night in Mexico.
That one night in Mexico, yeah, I was feeling pretty good.
But drinking, I've probably seen you drink.
Until 7:30 when Heidi made you go to bed.
Bedtime. Yeah. Bedtime. Time so to go.
I'm going to say I've seen you drinking four times. Or five times since we've known each other in 3 years.
But I would never say, like, even last night. Right. I mean, I did. I felt
you were okay. Having fun last night, but you weren't hammered.
But I wasn't drunk. I mean, I didn't.
I mean, dude, after they got in the hot tub, we left. He got out of the hot tub and went out and shoveled the driveway. So I mean, it wasn't like he was like inebriated, you know. But he was definitely having fun.
I had fun. So, yeah, I had fun. You know, and I had that weird like my eyeballs felt numb or something. I don't
know. The fire department comedy show, we did jello shots.
Yeah.
You know, we did shots at, you know, when we went, we took that limo down to see Tosh.
Yeah.
So there's been a handful of times, but I bet it's average of maybe once every 6 months. And I've only ever seen you drunk that one time in Mexico, I think.
Yeah.
So
it's safe in Mexico.
It is safe in Mexico.
I mean, that's resort.
As long as you don't drink the water.
But we had a good time, so it was kind of cool. We sat and talked about toys a little bit, sat in the toy room.
Talked about Westworld.
Had a
great conversation about Westworld. Steven, you wouldn't know anything about that because you're a douchebag, Steven, and won't watch
you
it.
You have to watch the show.
I know. It's Christmas season, man. I'm in my heavy Christmas movie rotation.
Oh, God.
Oh, sweet. What? Lame. Okay, so that's what we should do. Let's do right now, off-the-cuff live, top five Christmas movies that you have to watch every Christmas season.
That I have to watch?
Yep.
Okay. Starting in an order of importance, I'm going to say that I have to watch the Rankin-Bass Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the animated or the claymation one from the 60s or whatever. I got to see it. Love that. Now we're going to move up the list a little bit to the more important movies. Next on my list would be The Muppets Christmas Carol. I love the Muppets Christmas Carol. It's fantastic.
Shocking.
It's Michael Caine brings me to tears almost when I see him in that. Fantastic. Moving again up the list, I really enjoy White Christmas. Bing Crosby, Danny Kaye.
Look how excited he is talking about this.
Starts out in World War II. Have either of you guys seen this?
No.
Why the hell would I see that?
I'm not sure I've seen any movie you've mentioned yet.
Oh, well.
I've seen the Claymation Rudolph.
Yeah, Rudolph.
Claymation Rudolph.
Yeah.
I don't know in hell I'm watching a Muppets movie.
So now am I up to the top? Is it top two left?
Yeah, two. Uh-huh.
Okay, yep. Two. I got two left. My two would be another dip into A Christmas Carol. The 1952 Alistair Sim version of A Christmas Carol is the best. I prefer the black and white version. He is the meanest Scrooge when he's mean and the happiest Scrooge when he's happy. He's fantastic.
There's one reason that I will never watch A Christmas Carol. I will never watch it. And that's Tiny Tim. I cannot, the whole, whether it's the fucking Mickey Mouse version, whether I can't get over the fact that there are people out there that are that poor and literally have to split peas at their family. I struggle with people that are less fortunate because, like, we're a group of guys that literally spend 2 hours a week talking into electronics about all of the stuff that we can afford to buy outside of normalcy. And that's the worst part about this season for me, is that there are people out there that do have the struggles, and A Christmas Carol is the epitome of that for me, and I cannot watch it. I will just bawl, and I refuse to watch it.
What? Bawl? So, you gotta watch it to the end. It's happy.
I can't get through the dinner scene.
To the founder of the feast,
yeah,
Mr. Scrooge.
Yeah, I can't do it.
I love it. So we do
Goodfellow bags. The old newsies stand out at the street corners. They collect, and then they like give toys to all of these kids that are less fortunate. Well, the fire department actually
anything
is
good
the,
in there.
Well, the fire department is actually who delivers all of those. So every year for the last, this will be my 14th year. I go to 50 to 75 houses right here in my community, and like these families can't afford toys for their kids, and it's heart-wrenching.
What are they spending on, lotto tickets? Or?
There's a lot of nice cars that I park behind. There's a lot of big screen TVs that I see, but it's just to know that there's that many kids that don't have what
we had. Yeah, it's not the kids' fault.
Right, that don't have what our kids have, It's a terrible. That's the worst part about this time of the year for me. I absolutely despise it. I do it because I need to, and I want to, and I like to be able to help, but I can't. I do struggle with it, and so I can't watch A Christmas Carol. So
all right, number one, A Christmas Story. Ralphie, you'll shoot your eye out. It has to happen.
It has to happen. You're absolutely right. And what's funny about A Christmas Story is I got away from it kind of as into adulthood. Like, I didn't watch it for like a few years because I was like, I've seen it. It's, you know, TNT plays it for like 24 hours straight or whatever, you know. And I didn't. It was always my mom's favorite movie. And when she passed, I watched it again last Christmas, and it'll become tradition again that, you know, just because it was her favorite movie.
I'll view it a few times this season. And then I'm going to go.
But I'll watch it in pieces and parts because I'll, like, it'll be on TNT.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll watch it eight different times and all in different areas. Oh,
yeah. And then there is the movie that is above the list. This is better than number one. Have to see it.
Couldn't that be number one?
No.
No.
This is number zero.
This is hovering.
This is unattainable. Okay.
Die Hard.
If he says Miracle on 34th Street, I'm going to punch him right in his face.
I really like Miracle on 34th Street.
Die Hard.
No. It's a Wonderful Life. Jimmy Stewart. Mary, do you know me? Just freaking great.
I've never seen
what?
It's a Wonderful Life.
You want to feel some emotions? You watch that movie. A dude that goes through his whole life giving up every opportunity he has to help his family, his friends, and reaches a point in his life where he is just downtrodden on himself, figures he hasn't done anything he set out to do, feels like a pile of crap, the world is coming down on him, wants to just die, then gets to see what life is like if he never existed. He gets to see that because he wasn't there to save his little brother when he fell through the ice when they were 9, his little brother wasn't there to shoot down a kamikaze plane that was flying into a transport and save like 500 men. 500 men died because he wasn't there to save his brother who saved them. Stuff like that is just fantastic. And then when you get to the end of it and you see all these people that he's helped throughout all his life rally together and freaking save his ass in the end. That right there, I cannot watch that. If you want to see me cry, I'm not a big emotion guy. You want to see me get teary-eyed? Put that son of a bitch on.
Yeah, that's exactly why we'll never watch that movie.
Did you just say you're not a big emotion guy when you just blew your load on a top 5 Christmas movie list?
Yeah, but you don't ever see me get, like, you don't ever see me crying at Toy Story 3 or How to Train Your Dragon.
Toy Story 3.
Oh, now you're throwing stones.
Yeah. Toy Story 3 is devastating.
I never saw it.
Oh, dude. That's another movie I will not even watch because it just makes me cry the entire time. What about you, Trav? You watch any Christmas movies?
Die Hard.
Jesus.
It's not Christmas until you watch Die Hard.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Yeah. Not Christmas until you watch Die Hard.
I am obviously a little bit different from Steven because I'm not 68 years old. So A Christmas Story, of course, is on there. It's got to be. Christmas with the Cranks is just a fun movie. The basis is Tim Allen decides that his daughter is going to be on a mission trip for Christmas, so they're not going to participate. And then she comes home, and it's a fun-loving movie. I am a huge Tim Allen fan. And that'll become more apparent as we go. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Oh, that's a good one.
I mean, you know, Cousin Eddie. Yeah. I could not be more surprised if I woke up with my head stapled to the floor.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a National Lampoon's fan. I'm a Chevy Chase fan. So that's there. The Santa Claus 2, specifically number 2. You know, Tim Allen in the first one becomes Santa Claus. Number 2, he has to get a wife. Number 3, he deals with Jack Frost and what have you. Number 2 is my all-time favorite of that series. And
I don't know how you could beat number 1.
Number 2 is better. So number 2 is better.
I do have to say, Kevin Spacey in number 3, he's great. It is Kevin Spacey, right?
It is not Kevin Spacey. Are you thinking of Jack Frost? Or who are you thinking of?
Oh, no, I'm thinking of Fred Claus.
You're thinking of Fred Claus.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
So, Jack Frost is
Martin Short.
Yes, yes.
Yep. Whom I love. Yes. So
okay.
Number 1 on my list, and we watch Christmas morning. We always put it on when we're doing our gifts. I take that back. We actually put the Burning Logs on. You see that? The on-demand app?
Absolutely.
We put the Christmas logs on, and the first thing we do for breakfast is we watch Elf, the Will Ferrell movie. Oh,
you know what? Elf should be on my list.
It's absolutely epic.
You just shook up my list like an apple cart.
I did.
Holy shit.
And what's crazy to me is for a few years there, it seemed like you could look forward to Christmas because there was going to be a new fun Christmas movie out. And then you didn't have that. Like there's not one every year. There's not a new Christmas movie staple. I blame the Hallmark Channel because they like released new Christmas movies like in fucking June and shit. But yeah. The Santa Clauses were there for that. You know, they kind of picked up. And Elf is like most recently Elf one of fantastic. The best movies. So, but there is a new Christmas movie coming out this Christmas. And I can't remember what it's called, but I do remember it looking interesting. So,
Great. You guys can get together and watch it.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Trav's such a curmudgeon. Yeah, why does he hate fun?
It's not that he hates fun. He just hates fun that he doesn't like.
You know what kind of fun I like?
Cookers and blow?
You got me.
You just went and saw a movie, a suspenseful movie.
Speaking of movies, this would be interesting to talk about. I went and saw Nocturnal Animals. Okay. You probably never even seen a preview for it or anything.
I mean, what the hell that is.
I saw one preview, totally forgot about it. My wife said, hey, this movie looks good. Let's go see it. And so, I mean, it was kind of like a last minute thing where we're like, holy crap, well, you know, let's go You had family in town. Pete was working Friday night. I reached out to the Hunts and the Wins.
The Wins, I'm sure, didn't go.
They had plans.
Right.
I would have loved to have watched it with them, though. But the movie opens, and I'll tell you, I really enjoyed this movie. It is a movie, though, that is not for everyone.
Right.
Okay. Suspense, drama kind of thing. But it opens. So it opens, and it is a close-up shot on a naked 500-pound woman dancing slow motion. And she's dancing. I mean, she's having fun. The next 3 minutes, the whole intro, you know, your credits, all that stuff that's, or not credits, whatever, the stuff that's rolling at the beginning is five naked 500-pound women dancing.
Does it hold any bearing on the story of the movie at all?
Yes. The main character, Amy Adams, who's beautiful, we all love her.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes. She she's an artist.
Oh,
and
okay.
This is at her art gala opening or whatever, and it's some kind of...
Oh, so it's an artsy demonstration thing. I gotcha.
Yeah, it's artsy-fartsy. But the movie was really enjoyable. It had one of those endings that you're like, what? But I liked it. It's great, but it is a movie where I guarantee a lot of people walked out in the first 5 minutes of this movie. I mean, if you think about...
Didn't give the rest of it a chance.
If you think right. about an opening like that, you know... Right. And we went into it not really knowing what it was. I mean, I shouldn't say not knowing. I mean, we had a good idea what it was, but right. you walk in and see that. And I'll be honest, it starts, I lean over to Heidi and go, I'm sold.
I'm in.
The only thing that could be better about this is if they were dudes.
it was a good time and a good movie. You should go check it out if you're into drama, kind of... I'm not psychological, but a little bit of that. It's kind of deep, so it's not for everyone. But you might like it.
Amy Adams sure cans.
She does not. There's a few scenes where you're like, you know, fingers crossed.
It's gonna
like,
happen.
Oh, it's coming. Kind of like Superman. You know, Superman, Batman. You know, there's a few scenes in that where you're like,
oh, the tub scene.
Yeah, the tub scene especially. No, but she's a really good actress. And Jake
Gyllenhaal
getting it all.
Yeah. He's in it, and I really like him, too. So,
what was that? What was the one you really liked with him and Heath Ledger? Brokeback Mountain. Yeah, that was good.
You know, I honestly think he is the guy that ruined Tobey Maguire's career, though.
How's that?
Because why have Tobey Maguire if you can get Jake Gyllenhaal? Gyllenhaal.
Weren't they in a movie together?
Yeah, I think they're friends or something like that, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, but, I don't know. All I know is I liked him in Jarhead. So
I never saw that. Yeah. I saw End of Watch. Yeah. I really enjoyed him in. I mean, I think he's a good actor.
And he's got range. Yeah. He's done some things that I haven't seen that I've wanted to see that because he does have range.
And he's good looking.
He's got a six pack.
Yeah, he's good looking.
Well, his sister's good looking too.
Yeah.
Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, let's do some toys.
Let's
get some toys going here.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. We gonna do this showdown?
Let's say
outside
showdown.
Of
yeah. Let's have the showdown at the end. So a little teaser for you: there are two Deadpools on the table right now.
Two 12-inch Deadpools.
Yep, two 12-inches. We're gonna have a little talk about it. Let's do UPS stuff first, though.
Let's go.
Thanks, UPS guy.
Pete,
yeah.
You are feverishly trying to plug something in a hole.
I am. I'm also trying to put together an action figure. Hey-o! Again, you guys know, and the listeners all know that, I'm a diamond distributor. So I finally got my Doctor Strange wave. We talked about the figures on the podcast. We looked at them, didn't really have them open, or all of them open, I should say. I decided to crack my case and put together the Dormu Bath, and just so we could actually see it. We were familiar with what it looked like considering, Travis does have it in his SDCC Comic-Con. Exclusive Mystics pack or whatever they called it. What'd they call that thing?
The Doctor Strange.
Right. So, yeah. But I'm having trouble plugging one of the legs.
So
in.
This exact figure is in there. Is it just a repaint or is it different?
It's a different repaint. No, yep. it's that figure. Just a repaint.
Really?
Yep.
So like I said, I'm just struggling to put the other leg on here. So he's complete, but
need some hot water.
Yeah, I think so.
Look at that. Pete is Let me see that.
Give it to Steve. Give it to the manly one.
The head is absolutely fun. The black face with the flaming kind of deal there. The Ghost Rider heads accessories they gave him for his hands are absolutely cool. So, a lot of cool figures in the wave. I'm excited to finally have mine and have it open. And so,
I
got my other. What's the Cap Wave? Isn't it the A-Bomb? Abomination. Yeah. I got my Cap Wave too. Yeah. Yep.
It's not actually A-Bomb. A-Bomb's a different character, but.
Oh, I was just using that to call it short. A-Bomb is a different character.
Yeah, there actually is a guy called A-Bomb.
Oh.
It's Rick Jones.
Rick Jones, bitch!
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, this figure looks pretty cool. I'm impressed with it. It's not the like comic accurate version of him, and definitely not movie accurate
either. No.
No,
the movie is he'd be, you know, 80 feet tall or some giant, shit, you know.
Yep.
So.
But. I think he looks sharp.
Definitely a stand up on the shelf. He's not going to be doing any real dynamic poses. So.
No, he's not. But he has got a cool look to him.
Yep.
Yeah, I think he looks really cool. I absolutely love that head.
Yeah, the head makes it.
Yep.
So.
And that is. I mean, that's why he. I shouldn't say he's not comic accurate. I mean, that is. You know, he looks like this. You know, a flaming big fire head is what he usually has. Yeah, he's a pretty cool figure. I just like he's so armored. Man, he might be able to stand in with some Mythic Legions.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah. You put some paint on him?
Nope.
You really don't think he could be like a demon?
No. Oh, well, I did. Yeah, you just said put some paint on him. Yeah, if you repainted the whole thing, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. I guess you could. I don't know why you'd want to, but you could.
I like his hands.
Yeah.
Yep. Nice, Peter.
Yep.
Is that it, Pete?
Well, I got the other that other wave too, and I haven't opened any of that stuff yet, so maybe I'll put together Abomination next week. We'll check it out.
But. All right.
I'll go next.
All right.
Yeah, the Grand Rapids Toy Show 2 weekends ago or last weekend.
That's
last
right.
Weekend. Yep. And
was it hard to listen to us talk about it and not be able to chime in when you listened to the show that you were absent from?
No, and I would say thanks to Chris. He did a good job filling in for me and. I think he let you guys off a little too easy on some things, but he probably should have hammered you.
Give him a couple times.
And, man, it is amazing how when I'm not here, the lack of knowledge certainly drops. I mean, it.
You're right. The lack of knowledge does drop. Therefore, the knowledge increases. Because you're dumb enough to try to insult us and use a double negative, therefore making us sound smarter. Congratulations, Travis.
It's really bad.
Yeah.
It's bad. So, I know we talked about it, but I went out and got some horses. I ordered them off eBay.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I got some of the Lord of the Rings horses. You saw them last night.
And they're better than yours, Steven.
And I ended up getting four of them. I went kind of crazy.
And one of them is gay as shit. Like one of them's like rainbow translucent or some shit.
Oh, that's five. Oh, that's actually five.
Yeah. That's the one you got at the show.
Final Fantasy one. Yeah, I'm going to get that painted. But I also got one of those
whatever they are.
I got like a little tower base that I thought was awesome, and I'll be able to put that in with my Mythic Legion. So I was kind of excited about that. Really, that's all that I got as far as figures. I did get five boxes showed up at my house yesterday, and it's all the Maddie stuff that I ordered. Hopefully, I still haven't opened them yet to make sure, but most of that stuff is stuff I'm going to flip anyway. I did get a few items, one that you're going to talk about for myself too, but it was kind of a slow week. I take that back. I did also get one of the Shogun Spider-Man from Peter, but since he has already had one on and we talked about it.
Right.
I love the figure. I haven't cracked it open and set it on a shelf yet, but I was just thinking about how when I do my, you know, Spider-Verse shelf, I'm going to have like a shelf that's going to have all the Spider-Men on it. That fucker's going to look awesome shelf.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because he can fit right in scale-wise with the Legends.
Yeah.
You know, so I was pretty excited about that. Steven.
All right. So what Travis was alluding to from Maddie Collector is Maddie Collector had a huge sale. They're obviously liquidating their stuff. They're going out of business January 1, and so they had the Point Dread from Masters Universe Classics on the site. Drastically reduced in price, and I have waited on this because I didn't want to. I'm just learning that if you wait on these, especially these heavy, these more expensive pieces, if you just wait, you can get them a lot cheaper. So I did, and it worked, and it paid off. And so my Point Dread came, and boy, do I love this Point Dread. I can't, if you're not familiar with the original Point Dread, it is a bird-shaped jet plane thing that He-Man drives around. It's supposed to be able to go back and forth between, it perches on top of one of the towers of Castle Grayskull, and it also perches on another spot and goes back and forth between the two. Comes with the perch, the kind of rock castle-y thing. It comes with that crappy figure of Teela, which I actually didn't bring in when she's got the messed up lips. Remember, we talked about that before on the show. And the cool thing is my original Teela came with two heads, so I gave her the other Teela head. She actually is a workable figure now. Hmm. But I am astounded at the sheer size of this thing. It has a button on the perch so that the actual Talon Fighter detaches from it so you can play with it. I'm just going to hand it over to Travis. You can open up the cockpit.
This thing is huge. I mean, there's two classics figures sitting inside it. I miss it.
The handle.
The handle.
Yes, the original one had a handle.
The original Talon Fighter had a handle right here that you could hold it and fly it, you know? Now this one's pretty big. What are you thinking about it, Peter? Let's hear it. I want to hear this.
Well, like I said to you when you pulled it out earlier, that is the Toyota Prius of action figure vehicles. That is the gayest, dumbest, most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. And I collect turtles! You know what I mean? Like, that thing is just ridiculous. Oh, come on. Man.
Some of the turtle vehicles. But I am going to side with Peter. This thing is one of the goofiest fucking things ever made. Okay? Now, saying that, this is one of the toys that I can vividly remember from my childhood having. And I loved flying it around, you know, playing with it. And usually you'd lose a wing. You know.
Oh, yeah. The wings pop off pretty easy.
I will say the presentation of what they did with the part of the castle and that's for like presentation and display value. Yeah. That's really neat, you know. And
too, dude. That top pops off,
and you can put it on your Grayskull.
Could you imagine this sitting on top of his freaking giant Grayskull?
So here's my knee jerk, okay? Because I see this, you pop the top part of the dome pops off.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You put that on the Castle Grayskull, which then you've got a plain top that pops on there. You give that a freaking bath on the outside and stand Mythic Legions around it, and you've got your complete Castle Grayskull with your tail on top of it. Plus, you've got the extra pieces that you throw on the Mythic Legion side. That could be pretty sweet. Because I mean, you look at the rock. Because there's no real Castle Grayskull features to that. It's just a rock. Yeah. You know, if you repainted the outside of it.
Yeah, you just put some different colors on it.
Some diorama action.
Yeah, that's a cool piece.
Mm. It is a cool piece.
Point Dread looks cool.
Yeah, the whole presentation is neat.
Who's this a door for?
The door? I have no idea what that is.
Orko. All about. It's Orko's door.
But buddy. I'm sure that's because the original must have had a little stupid window there.
So let's talk about Maddie and the fact with these big items. This is something, as you were discussing, I was really interested in. Has there been a single large item that sold out as soon as they put it up?
The most hard to find, and it's a large item, but not hugely large, is the Sky Sled.
Okay.
The single release Sky Sled with I can't think of his name. It come with a figure, blue guy. It's escaping me right now. But that thing is actually hard to get a hold of. Which has the correct front end for your battle ram.
Yep.
So other than that, they've all kind of. I mean, the Wind Raider has been around for years. They've been trying to get rid of Wind Raiders.
Yep.
Which one's the Wind Raider?
The Wind Raider is
the other one that you were really impressed with.
Well, he saw the vintage one, Pete, and he was ragging on it. Yeah, said it was the stupidest. It was a little plane. It looked like a boat. It's green and yellow.
Okay. Yeah, the Wind Raider, that's gay too.
So, but the classics version of the Wind Raider is awesome.
What did you pay for that, if you don't mind me asking?
I think it was 70?
This it's right around there. Yep.
And that's for the tower, the base.
That's everything you see here.
And a figure.
And a figure.
And the classic figures go for 25 or 30, don't they?
Yeah.
So I mean that's not terrible.
But that wasn't the original. They were 125.
Yeah.
Damn.
Something like that.
I mean, look at the castle. The castle was $300. Would you got a couple for what, 150?
150.
Yeah. Yeah. Which scares me because I love the fact when they do these pieces. You know, and who knows what's going to happen with Super 7 now, but it's like, it scares me because it's like, I want them to keep doing them, but if they don't sell out and they have to give them away for half price all the time.
Your collection ain't worth shit.
No, because they're not going to keep doing them, right, it's my fear.
Yeah, we'll never get Snake Mountain but I don't know, we'll see.
One huge upgrade is the original never had glass.
Yeah, it was just clear, wasn't it?
Yeah, you could stick your finger through it. It was just open. And this has windows and stuff.
So looking at that, Pete, does it look a little back heavy, like it could fall over?
When he set it down, it did look a little tippy, yes. Mm-hmm. But it
looks like it's doing fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah. You're happy with it?
I love it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's
freaking huge.
It's better than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, it's huge.
So I'm excited. That's not a new thing. That thing's, like I said, been around a while, but it was fun for me to finally get my hands on that one.
Oh,
nice. All right, so now your other big purchase.
Big purchase. Oh, we're going to go here. All
right, unless you got something else. You got anything else?
Okay.
Let's do it.
No, I don't have anything else.
All right. Let's do it then.
Okay, I'm going to weigh in right out of the gate here, right first and foremost, because I'm not involved in this. I'm the third party, okay? So as you guys know, you've heard in the past, you've seen the pictures. Travis picked up the sideshow 6-scale Deadpool. And we ran and raved about how cool it is, and it absolutely is. He happens to have the exclusive version that comes with the head pool. Accessory-wise, it's got the stand, the different little word bubbles, the stickers. Steven then posed it in just a hilarious classic Deadpool pose, and that's how Travis has had it displayed. You guys can see that on our Facebook page today. Travis is going to repost it. Couple of different head options, just top to bottom, head to toe, ton of leather strap. What do you call that stuff? What's the word for all the pockets and
web gear?
Web gear. Thank you. Ton of web gear top to bottom. The Deadpool logos on the Desert Eagle pistols, the Deadpool heads for the grenades, the katanas, a bigger, large rifle style gun. Absolutely cool. Like I said, we ranted and raved about how great it was. And it still is. It still is absolutely great. It's as cool as the day that he got it. Now, Steven just picked up in the mail the movie version, correct, Steven?
Yep.
Hot Toys 6-scale Deadpool. So we have two 6th scale 12-inch Deadpools, the Sideshow side and the Hot Toys side. They're both awesome. Looking at Steven's now, because of that leather Kevlar mix that Wade Wilson wears in the movie, they nailed that look on this figure. Right down to the mask having, like, looking like it's, again, made of Kevlar or some sort of a spandex mesh. It's absolutely cool. So, I want Steven to kind of delve into this a little bit more and kind of tell us about the accessories. And then I'm going to weigh in on which one I would buy if I had the money. So we looked up, currently the Deadpool Sideshow is running $235, still available brand new from Sideshow. Steven, the Hot Toy was
$230-ish. Right there, same price.
So we're head-to-head on size and scale. We're head-to-head on price. We are not head-to-head on on source material, because again, one is more comic, one is, you know, supposed to be Wade Wilson, Ryan Reynolds directly from the movie. So that being said, is there a Ryan Reynolds head for this?
No.
No. They're all the heads are masked for both of them. Yep. Okay.
And Travis's comes with two head versions?
Two heads. Yep. Plus Headpool.
Plus Headpool, which was an exclusive deal.
Yep.
Mine comes with one head. However, it comes with all these different eye. Whoop, it just fell. Dump them out anyways.
You can swap out the black section of the mask.
This little black plastic piece, which has a little Deadpool logo on it.
Magnet.
Is a magnet that is more powerful than the magnet in there, and you can pull his eyes out, and you can change his expression.
That is pretty fucking rad.
That's amazing.
So, what a cool way to... Wow.
Instead of having to make freaking two heads or three
heads. Yeah, oh yeah. And you can mix and match, and so there's 8, 9, 10. There's 10 of the black leather sections that are around Deadpool's eyes, right? So you've got, I don't know how many. That's 100 different, you know, expressions that you can do, or 100 different combinations.
I will say though, I love it. It's awesome. But I bet so many of those eyes are so close to each other, they really should have just gave you like three sets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or they should have exaggerated them
more.
Yeah. But some of them, I mean, like...
drawn more of a line between them kind of deal.
Yeah.
Yep. There's like, this was kind of a winking, and there's a really wide eye one if you look through these.
Yeah, I just think...
But I get what you're saying.
Right, I mean... And I'm glad they did it. It's better to give you more options, but...
Yep.
Now, on the sideshow, because of the two heads, you've got an obvious change because the mouth is different as well. And obviously, you won't have that on the Hot Toys because the mouth is always going to be the same. So,
yep. Let me see here. Another feature I want to show you is his swords. I want you to handle them because they are real metal.
Wow. That's pretty sweet.
And his sword... carrier.
You could kill someone with these swords.
You could actually kill somebody with that sword.
Is that a magnet as well?
It's actually magnetic.
Oh, wow.
So if you put him in these dynamic poses, you can have it kind of swinging out the side.
That's awesome.
Or whatnot.
You really could kill someone with this.
Yeah.
I mean, easy.
Yeah. Yeah. You get him. Get him good. So that's another
pretty impressive.
Fun feature. He comes with a slew of hands. Good hands. I enjoy the variety.
He's not the baddie Thundercat hands, you're saying?
They're better than Thundercat hands. Yeah. He's got his pointing. I don't know. This might be his... No, that's not. He's got a pointing like a gun finger. Like, he's reusing his hand to look like a gun. Mm-hmm. He's got a thumbs up, which I think is good for a Deadpool to either be able to give a thumbs up or a thumbs down.
And ten hands?
Yep. And... I was able to do the, you put the okay hand and his finger hand together, and you can do the
penetration.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Like he does, which I have a picture of him doing. He's wildly posable, very posable for his tight.
I just noticed on the box he's doing the surprise, like the Home Alone palms on hands.
Yeah.
Can you do that? Do they
have
hands
tried.
For that?
Do we have hands for it? I do not see hands like that.
Oh,
no.
See, that's bullshit.
No. You want to check out one of his guns? You can rack it.
Oh, no shit.
Which Travis is probably might
do. The clip comes out.
I might do that.
And the bullet's in there, too.
Wow.
Which is pretty cool, because then you could have him holding the gun. Holding a clip like he's getting ready to put. I mean, that's just awesome.
Or even just like in action motion with the slide back, like he's actually firing.
Yep.
Wow. That's rad.
He's got great gun holsters. His pouches are awesome. Got his knife comes out of his boot thing here. He's got a knife. Sheath strapped to his boot. Just
is
like,
that knife metal as well?
This one is not. This one is plastic. But my favorite part of the Deadpool that I have to say, is his stand.
I think that's a serious upgrade.
Yeah. Because the stand is a dynamic stand.
The arm is flexible, joint flexible all the way up. That's sweet.
So you can put him in the air.
Like kicking and shooting and
fighting, doing different who knows what poses. Which I have always wanted to get my hands on one of these. A lot of the Spider-Men have them. I have had one, I guess. Boba Fett came with a stand like this.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
But this one is actually, I don't know, for Deadpool, I think
it's really... Yeah, you're going to put him in a lot more dynamic poses than you would
kick-ass. Boba Fett. I'm playing probably. With it right now a little bit. I like to throw his swords off to the side a little bit, show some motion, and just... A quick dude, stupid.
I'd pay $40 for that stand alone.
Yeah, the stand is just killer. So that is my
Why Hot Toys isn't selling that stand as a generic and then a decal kit to put Iron Man, Captain America, War Machine, Black Widow. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because all that is a decal on the base and some blood splatter, which is a cool touch. You know, where you can buy the stand and it comes with a sticker of your choice.
Yep.
Also, the slip sleeve has bullet holes in it.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, you know, that's one thing. Obviously, Hot Toys does not mess around with packaging. It's awesome.
Yeah.
So that is that. That's the features of mine versus the features of Travis. You want my rundown? What I think?
Nope, I'm going to give you mine first.
All right.
So, the stand, obviously, Hot Toys takes it. I like the overall look of the suit better on the Hot Toys than I do on the Sideshow. I like the Sideshow head better. It's cool, the magnet. I like the ingenuity behind that. But I like the head that he has on there, the expression. And if you look... The Hot Toy head is wider and it looks different to me. If you look at him straight on, Web Gear, Sideshow killed it. Sideshow beat Hot Toys. There's just more variety. There's a lot more going on. Hand options, I think Hot Toys has got it. The pistol features, I like Hot Toys, but the pistol look, I like Sideshow because I like the Deadpool logos on them and what have you. So, either way, in depending on what you're looking for to buy, price isn't an option because they're the same, you know. And maybe you're a Hot Toys guy like Steven. Maybe you're a Deadpool guy. You like the movie. Maybe you're a comic realist. You're not going to get a bad figure for your money. You're going to get a lot of bang for your buck. But I honestly, right now, if I had the ability to order one tomorrow, I can't decide. I wouldn't know. I honestly would probably go Hot Toys, I think. Especially if it had a Ryan Reynolds head.
I think or down the road.
I really want a Ryan Reynolds head with a Hugh Jackman
piece of paper
stapled to it, you know? But I would be proud to have either of these in my collection. They are both absolutely awesome. And they're... You know, you can say this is better on this one than this one. That doesn't mean the other one's bad by any stretch. Because, again, they're just different. You know, they're two takes on the same character. And they both did their thing and knocked it out of the park in some aspects. So.
Now, Travis, you have said from the start that I was stupid to order my Hot Toys one. I should have just got the one that you got.
I said you were stupid.
Well, I'm sure you said something like that. Mm. I don't know why you did that when you could have had that. You've said that. You said that to me in Lang's the other day when you looked up at that poster. You're like, why didn't you just get that?
Yeah.
But you still feel that way.
Okay, here's my take on them. Yes, I still would pick mine over yours. But I'm a comic book guy. So I love, when we get our Marvel Legends figures... I love the comic book accurate ones. And I look at these, and to me, the Sideshow one is the comic book one. obviously the hot toy one is the movie one. It looks like it's right out of the movie. Okay,
yep.
It's him.
Yep.
So I like the Sideshow one, but I will say for you, that is the one that you should have. You've got hot toy movie figures. You are going to do... My guy is in the exact same pose that you put him in the day I put him on my shelf.
Right.
Okay? And he's probably going to stay in that pose. I love that pose. It works.
It totally made that the whole ambiance of the accessories that you had with the snarky comments and the head pool.
Yep.
He totally, like, took that to the next level with that pose.
Oh, man. Yeah, for sure. And I feel like, for me, him sitting on a shelf like that, perfect. Because what I will say, yeah, his web gear is awesome. You start doing stuff with it,
falls off.
It falls off. That shit is not made to be in a pose like yours is right now. Okay, I don't even know if you could do it.
Maybe that's part of maybe the engineering behind. Hey, we're giving this stand. We're doing this. Maybe that was part of it. Maybe that. Hey, you know what? Simple is a little bit better because of the things that you can do. That might have been part of the whole plan. You know.
I think you know what they do is they make him movie accurate.
Yeah.
And he didn't have all this shit on in the movie.
Right.
So he's not going to have all this shit on in this costume.
Another great point.
Now, I will say, if you were rich, like Big Money Bisciotti, you buy both.
Fuck yes.
And you take shit off this one and put it on that one and make a Deadpool that is fucking...
An ultimate Deadpool.
Yeah, is killer. But I love them both. I think this is, without a doubt, the right choice for you. Because, I mean, hell, you've sent me 5 pictures. You know, you sent them in our group thread.
Right.
You know, of these 5 just great pictures. Probably my favorite being the one where the Hulk is slapping him. And because of this awesome stand, Deadpool looks like he's flying.
Oh, like one of these?
Yeah. He's flying back.
Text thread?
Yeah. Yeah.
How did I not see those?
No, it was in the Facebook group.
Facebook group.
Oh, yeah. I ignore that because it's full of assholes.
Yep. So, I mean, I look at that and I go, hey, I get it. Okay? I definitely get it. So, what do you think?
What do I think? I think that yours beats, obviously, mine in the accessory department. Maybe not the quality of the accessories, but in the just volume of stuff that is hanging off from Deadpool. I've always liked his, what would you call those? Shin wraps on yours.
Oh, yeah, those are so great.
I mean, mine has shin wraps. They're the same color as his costume, so they don't stand out as much. One thing I've always disliked about yours, and not disliked, but I've always thought that the Hot Toys version was better than, is your suit is baggy a little bit. Mine fits like a glove. It fits like a leather suit.
And that's, and you know, and I think, you know, I talk about the look and the texture. What that is one of the big differences. It is very, very form fitting, and that's Deadpool. You know, Deadpool doesn't have any slack. And now that you point that out, that's something that catches my eye as well.
Yep.
And it's not just the material, but it's the actual way it hangs off the figure.
And then on top of that, Hot Toys was actually able to put him in a tight suit without giving up all posability. I've posed him around a lot, and you can still do stuff with him.
Shit, that pose he's in right now.
The pose he's in right now.
Awesome.
You know, you look at this wrinkle across his thigh. You know, I mean, it's just, it looks, that adds a layer of realism to it.
Yep.
You can't compare the two as far as the choice of costume, I don't think, because like I said, mine's a movie costume. It had to be the movie. That's what Hot Toys is known for, is giving you the movie character so you can put it on your shelf and it looks like it. The idea is it looks like it walked off your screen, shrunken down, and is in your shelf. They didn't have any choices here. Hot Toys didn't have a choice. They had to make this suit because that's what Ryan Reynolds wore.
Right.
Yours is different. There are choices. How many different ways has Deadpool been drawn?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
You can take the coolest combination,
he's been drawn really, really well as of late. He's been drawn really shitty by Liefeld. I mean, he has been drawn a few different ways.
I do like the gimmicks of yours having the word bubbles. Mm-hmm. I think those are fun. Something mine doesn't have, but mine has a stand that can make him look like he's flying through the air. I'll take the stand. I guess I'm going to echo what these guys say. It comes down to what you like. I like them both.
And that's the here's the shittiest part about this deal is if you're a Deadpool guy, you've got to have both of these.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? If you are a true Deadpool fan, and you're now your handles are better with the red. I like that.
Yeah.
But that's more comic. Same thing with the guns.
And he had movie
Deadpool yeah,
movie,
didn't have movie it in the
accurate
movie.
Didn't have his logo on his guns. Mm-hmm. They're not fucking DC with the Harley Quinn gun. But yeah, if you are a Deadpool fanatic and you're collecting a lot of Deadpool, you need to have both of these in your collection. They're both that good. And that sucks for you because that's 500 bones, baby.
Yeah, and you know I hate to say this because you know it's hard for me. I'm not a. I like Deadpool, and we've talked about this. I don't like his standalone books. I like him in group books. I did really enjoy the movie. Now I wouldn't say it was even close to my favorite comic book movie. I really enjoyed it. Right. But I look at that Hot Toys figure and I'm like, I want it.
Yeah,
you know, me too. I want it. I really, and someone will do it, so it'll be fun to see because we'll be able to find them on the online. Someone's going to do what I said.
Comparison?
They're no.
Oh,
they're
take them and both. Put them together?
Right. Yep, and they're going to put them together. I mean, that will happen.
And then they'll turn around and they'll sell the other one, the other stuff for $150 to somebody else. And
probably.
You know.
The funnest part of me that I've been playing around with the Hot Toys Deadpool is I have a case, you know, with other Marvel characters, Captain America and whatnot, and I think it's fun to put what we'll never see movie Deadpool next to Chris Evans,
right.
You know, and have and do a funny little pose down with those and make them look like they're interacting with each other. So, that's very fun.
I wish you would do some more. Remember how you did those little picture clip things? I wish you would do some of those. Those are fun when I see them online. You know?
Yeah,
great figures. Go out and get them, okay? If you're in the market for those kind of figures, obviously, $230. I mean, it's a lot of money.
Now, anybody that is a Hot Toys fan that is listening to this, that knows the deal behind the Hot Toys Deadpool, where his wrists, the original release, his hands were actually wrecking his wrists when you put them on. That was happened with the European release. I think I was supposed to have this figure in July, and they totally became aware of the problem. They shut down production, went back, fixed it, and we are, we're here with it in our hands in America, and his hands are fine. I see no signs of anything wrecking his wrists, so we're good. Don't let that scare you if you are considering buying this figure.
Nice.
They're already available. The 1/6 scale Ryan Reynolds heads for the Hot Tools Deadpool.
Somebody had done some custom. That don't look like him to
that
me.
That's not a great representation. Yeah. I agree.
They're coming, though. They'll be out there for sure.
Man, you know what? I think that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to buy a couple of those heads now that we got Von Creep in the group with us. And I'm going to do like I did with Triceraton. I'm going to grab Joe Crazy Bill. I'm going to grab Steven. I'm going to grab Chris Middlecamp.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go three Ryan Reynolds heads. I want one that has Logan's face stapled to it for my Hot Tools Deadpool that I will never be able to afford. So.
Nice.
There you go.
Let's move into some reading.
All right.
Sound good?
Yeah.
All yep. right. I'll start.
Go. Yeah, hit it.
All right. I am slowly catching up with Star Wars Darth Vader. You two need to get on board, okay? I know you said you've started, and you read the first episode. How many have you read?
Issue.
Oh,
first
comic. I'm into like 12 or 13.
Okay, so you're past.
What is that? The second trade?
Yeah, this is the second trade, so this is 7 through 12.
Okay, so I'm probably right about where you are.
Holy crap.
I like it.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It is so good. And it's all this, like, Vader being sneaky.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, the Emperor also being sneaky, you know, grooming all these, you know, replacements. I love the droids. I know that a lot of people really love the female character in this. I'm like, whatever, you know. Eh. I like her. I like
the droids more. Yeah,
the droids are fun. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're evil monsters, droids. It is very entertaining. I really like it. This is the third. I do know that they are ending this series at 25, and I think it actually did wrap up. So
that's my understanding as well.
Yeah, which isn't because of popularity, because everything I've heard is this is one of Marvel's best-selling books.
So it's just they finished the story they're trying to tell.
They had a story they wanted to tell. They're going to finish it. That's just the way it's going to be. I was really impressed.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
And I really like Kieran Gillen, the writer. LaRocca draws it. You put two great artists together like that, writer and artist. I mean, they could tell a very masterful story. So I really enjoyed it. It's a fun read. And it's got a lot of the bounty hunters that are in this, too, are pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, Bossk. Mm-hmm. There's a IG-88. It's not IG-88.
It's like them.
Yep. And then there's a Wookiee, you know, the crazy Wookiee. So that's a really fun book. Next, I got into my stack that Peter was able to pick up for me, and I read The Ultimates, which is the newest version of them. It's a current Marvel book. And it really is like this super group that they put together that is handling like the very crazy stuff that's going on in the Marvel Universe. Like their first task that they set out to is to take care of Galactus. So the group is Blue Marvel, Black Panther, Miss America, Captain Marvel. Is that what she's going by now, Captain?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, she's going by Captain Marvel. Yeah. Miss Marvel. Yeah. Yep. And then, which is funny because she was also called Captain Marvel, which is Monica, I can't remember her last name. Or I can, but I can't pronounce it, so I don't want to sound like an idiot. So, pretty fun book. I like this kind of stuff. I like these big cosmic stories, and we're going to try and fix these things. Art is beautiful. Well written. I haven't read the Blue Marvel stuff, so it's kind of inspired me that I need to go back and read some of that. But it's a very pretty book. I think you guys would probably like it. It might be a little confusing because there's like three characters in there that you're like, I have no idea who these people are.
Right.
If you weren't reading some of the other Marvel stuff. And then to get to the characters you do know, All New, All Different Avengers by Wade and Kubert doing the art. It is... this is going to be your Avengers book, you know, that's pretty much going, which obviously there's a lot of Avengers books going on right now, but, and this cast is, female Thor, Sam Wilson, Iron Man, Kid Nova, which he just called Nova, but, Miles, Miss Marvel, the new Inhuman one that, Steve absolutely loves, and the Vision. Okay. And I was excited about this book because I like Mark Waid. I think he is a good writer, and Kubert's art is usually really good. The story didn't do it for me, and I don't know if it's because they're shoehorning these three young kids in there, it didn't work. It didn't work for me. Now, I'm going to stick with it for sure, and because it was okay. I'm not saying I didn't hate it or, you know, I mean, I didn't hate it or love it. It was just okay. So that's it for me.
Awesome.
What'd you read, Steven?
Absolutely nothing.
All right.
Pete commissioned me to do some art for him. Mm-hmm. I have been working every second I got on it. I am three down, one left. So.
Awesome.
I haven't done anything but work. I come home. Ask Courtney. She's been... Are you done with that yet? No, I'm not done with it yet. So,
how many pieces are you drawing for him?
Four.
Oh wow! And I've seen two. So yeah.
Third one is complete.
Nice.
And the other two I've went back to a few times and now, and it's been like, I should change that. I should change that. Don't like that. So
yeah.
Anyways, so no, that's my excuse. If you don't think it's a good excuse, I don't care. That's my excuse.
I worked 96 hours this last week, and I'm not whining, so I don't know what his deal is.
Well, I read while I'm at work, so.
True, so do I.
Yeah.
they don't make comic books on tape for you to be in the plow truck?
No. So. I wish they'd get them like, so they could project them on the screen, like on the window.
Someday.
Yeah.
So I could look at that instead of where I'm going.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Right. It'll
happen. Yeah, that'd be great. Sweet.
I will say, too, I read Clean Room, which Pete talked about 2 weeks ago on the podcast. I absolutely loved it. And it's a great book. Jump on. I would say it's definitely adult-orientated.
Oh, it's definitely adult-oriented.
Yep. It's a great book, and I don't want to go into too much detail with it because I would like Steven to give it a shot.
I would too.
Yeah. So, but if you're out there listening, the clean room, I cannot remember her name, but she's, I want to say it's Gail Simone, but she is a prominent female writer for a lot of the, mostly Marvel, I think, but it's a beautiful book and you should check it out. Peter?
The Walking Dead 26.
Mm, yes.
Loving it, man. Kirkman knows what he's doing, and he's set out on a path to tell a story, and he's adapted and made left hands and right turns and done this stuff, and he's just weaved this story that the addition of characters, the removal of characters, he's doing a great job, and as long as he keeps putting them out, I'm gonna keep reading them. Really, really enjoyed it. So I really wish Steven would get on board, but at this point, 26 trades behind, there's no way.
I don't think he physically could do it.
Right.
I mean,
yeah,
probably not.
They're pretty wordy.
They are kind of wordy. So
they're wordy.
And Negan had some just epic, just one-liners and stuff in this one. Just totally Negan.
I don't want to go down this rabbit hole at all, but the last episode of Walking Dead on TV,
mm-hmm.
Negan killed it. Have you guys seen it?
No, not yet.
Oh, you haven't?
No, we're
I
both,
won't spoil anything, but
we're both behind.
That is the first time that I think I've actually more enjoyed Negan than want to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway.
He's that way in the book. They did a good job writing him that way in the book, too. So, I did see, and I mentioned this to Travis, I did see that scene on Facebook of where Negan is standing there with Carl and they're kind of overlooking. And that literally is a panel right out of the comic book. That exact picture. So I'm excited to see that they're potentially going down that road.
So, is that it?
Pretty excited about that. Yeah.
All right, let's move on. We're going to probably have a shorter episode today.
TV, movies, and trailers?
You've got to go. We're running out of juice on the iPad, so we're going to knock out some new trailers that are out, and we're probably going to wrap.
Oh, God. You guys, I cannot tell you enough. You should be watching Westworld. The first season just wrapped. You need to watch Westworld. Stop what you're doing. Call in sick to work. Do something, but you have got to watch this show.
Bust out 10 hours of Westworld.
It is just incredible.
One of the best. One of the best shows I've ever seen.
Yeah. Ever. Some of the best. I was telling Travis, I've always wanted to be
Game of Thrones. Good.
Yeah.
It's Game of Thrones level good.
Really?
Yeah. It's just below it for me, but it's one season compared to.
But that's exactly it.
Yeah.
You're gonna find that once we get 4 or 5 seasons into Westworld, and we are going to, it's gonna be compared to that.
Oh, so good.
The writing is absolutely epic. Absolutely epic. And I was telling Travis, I've always fancied myself a writer. And I like to write things and ideas. And you look at somebody like this, and you're like, Michael Crichton is, the idea. And I don't know who's writing the show and stuff now, but it's incredible. So,
all right.
The Transformers trailer dropped. I actually, ironically enough, got to see it live as the world premiere. I believe it was during the football game. I just happened to be watching it. I don't think by watching this trailer that people are going to be like, oh man, this is so much better than the last one. I think Michael Bay is doing the exact same thing he's always doing, and I don't know if it's necessarily going to be the big hit that it could have been, but I definitely will see it. It definitely looks entertaining.
I have jumped off from the Transformers movie bandwagon after the first Marky Mark show, the one. I hated that one. I wanted to walk out. I was bored. I was confused. I didn't like anything about it. His stories are miscombobulated. There's too much going on. You don't know what the hell they're doing. I am totally not excited. I will go if you guys make a day out of this where we all go together.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go and sit through this piece of shit too.
Yeah.
But that's exactly what I'm expecting it to be, is a big piece of shit with a bunch of effects that don't mean anything to me because I don't care about the characters.
You know, it's very hard for me. Like, Anthony Hopkins is, doing the voiceover at the beginning of this.
They make this look like it could be good, but I have no faith that it is any good.
Yeah, and I am going to agree with you on that. You know, they do some kind of weird stuff in this trailer that they show you, and Optimus is out in space. What I'm seeing is Unicron. Unicron is coming, and
they have a scene where Optimus is trying to kill Bumblebee.
Right.
And he looks jacked up. He looks like he's been... So I think they're really going to pull from the 85 cartoon. Oh, man, I don't remember what year it was.
It was about that.
You know, 85. We got to sit down and watch that with Peter.
I want to.
I don't know if Peter has seen
it. It's been so long since I've seen it that I would like to see it.
I watched it when I was a kid, but I don't remember any of it, you know?
Well, and part of that, Unicron takes these Transformers, Decepticons, that are floating in space, and he remakes them, and they become... Megatron becomes Galvatron, you know? And it's still Megatron, but he looks different. He transforms into a different thing. And my opinion is that's what it looks like is going to happen in this, but it's going to happen to Optimus. So Optimus is going to be a bad guy for Unicron. It just kind of is weird to me. I mean, I know they want to push Bumblebee, and that's what they're doing, but it just kind of is so... I have no faith in their storytelling either.
We're on the same page.
And even though I love Transformers, and I think it's fun and these things, if the story is lacking, I really struggle with it.
Me too.
Right.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Because they're so long.
Yeah, and two and a half hours long.
It's not an hour and a half of a bad story like Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
Where you can sit there, you get bored. It's like, okay, this battle's been going on for 45 minutes.
What? They're going to go to China now?
Yeah, and I want to go. My ass hurts.
So they can just shoehorn some Chinese actors and some Chinese, you know, commercials in?
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't make any sense.
So now we're going to watch.
We got to watch this.
The Baywatch.
The Baywatch. Trailer. Okay.
And we have talked on this that you two love Baywatch.
I loved Baywatch growing up. I really did. And from a prepubescent standpoint, it was porn that you could watch like and not get in trouble.
With your mom.
With your mom. You know what I mean? I never watched porn with your mom, so I don't know. But when I first heard this was coming out, I was kind of like, okay, this is going to be hokey as shit. It's going to be ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Now, watching this trailer, it's much more comedic and spoofy. So I don't think it's as much of a, we're recreating Baywatch as we're doing it, but we're kind of poking fun at the same time.
We're going to have some fun.
Yeah, there is some hilarious bits in this movie.
I think that's what it should be. It's fun.
Totally agree.
Yeah.
Totally agree. The Rock, I love The Rock.
Oh, how do you not?
Yeah, he can do anything. Yep. You know.
I've always loved The Rock.
So then they throw in, you know, Zac Efron.
And I love Zac Efron. I really do. You know, coming from where he's been and some of the funny stuff that he's done now, he really is funny. That movie he did, Bad Grandpa, with Robert De Niro was absolutely hilarious.
I have heard that. I do need to see that.
Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates. Absolutely hilarious. Mm-hmm. Like, he's shown this whole other side of, obviously, High School Musical and 17 Again and all that shit that he did. He really has got range, and he's funny.
Dude,
he reminds me of, like, Justin Timberlake.
Dude,
all of a sudden, he's shredded, man. Yeah. Just shredded. But that's how Justin Timberlake was.
Yeah.
Nobody took him, and all of a sudden, he's on SNL, and now he's doing all this comedy stuff, and he's freaking hilarious.
He is funny.
You know? And like I said, that's what Zac Efron is to me, too.
Yeah.
So.
I will be honest, as soon as I saw the picture that was promoing this, all it took for me, I saw The Rock, and I can't remember her name, but she was in True Detectives, and she was in the Percy Chronicles, the Lightning Thief, or whatever it was.
Percy Jackson.
I can't remember her name, but she is absolutely beautiful. The brunette, you know, with the pretty blue eyes and the amazing body. You know, I'm like, oh, those strips sold.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'd be honest, if I could have a chance, you know, one night with either of those
The Rock?
Two, I'm picking The Rock. Yeah. I mean, how do you not pick The Rock?
Right.
Yeah. So it looks fun. We're going to that.
That'll be a movie night.
So. Courtney won't fight.
No, it should be in.
Zac Efron.
Oh, and Amanda's in, you know. Yeah.
For crying out loud. So.
And then I will say the preview that I was the most pumped about.
This one?
Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Which is playing right now, and I love this scene.
This is great. All the guys wearing the cheap-ass Avengers mask.
You guys, this is a scene directly out of an Ultimates comic book.
Is it really?
Nice. That's serious. Yep. Except for one of them was wearing a Batman mask.
That's even better.
It's awesome.
I love Hulk gives it away.
Yeah.
No.
So good.
So good.
And we've been concerned about this because it's a reboot. It's the second.
Third.
Well, yeah.
Third incarnation.
Yeah, third incarnation in less than 20 years. I mean, yep. 15 probably or something like that. See, isn't that Zendaya?
Yeah.
The one sitting at the table is Zendaya.
Yeah, not the one walking by.
Yep.
That was Zendaya right there.
And that's the only time they show her, I think, in that whole trailer.
This is great. This is one of my favorite parts of the trailer. So
how did you feel about Tony being in so much of the trailer?
I was surprised by it.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm cool with it. I think it's great he's in the movie. I just hope he doesn't dominate the movie.
Right.
I do not think he will. I think what we're going to see, we're never gonna get Iron Man 4. And but what we are going to get is Tony Stark
being behind everything
in a lot of other movies.
Yeah.
And I'm totally okay.
I like it.
Yep. And it makes sense after Civil War, this relationship. Right. It makes sense. No.
The opening the door in the car. So great.
Yeah. I'm not hugging you. I'm reaching for the door handle. So. Now, this seems to be a little bit of a twist on Spider-Man to me because it appears that very early into him being Spider-Man, he has a friend who knows his secret.
Yes.
That's very uncommon because that's one of the things he's always struggled with the most is he can't even tell the people close to him. He can't tell Gwen. He can't tell Mary Jane. He can't, you know.
Yep.
And so the fact that he's revealing to somebody else very early, I think is kind of a cool twist because that's totally not classic Spider-Man.
So here's what me and Steve kind of talked about this the other day is Ultimate Comics, Miles Morales has a chunky either Asian or Hispanic friend who knows that he's Spider-Man.
And there he is, right
there.
And
there he is.
Yep.
And we kind of discussed it a little bit and how we felt about that. I like that they're doing this because I think it adds a different part to the story.
Right.
Than what we're used to seeing.
Right.
Nowhere in there did I feel like origin story.
No, they're not going to tell it. We may get a snippet of a flashback here and there,
maybe,
but I don't think
the beginning, you
right?
Know, like the you know, I,
right. Hopefully, they do it like they did in was it Spider-Man 2, where they did like comic book panes,
yeah.
You know, through the whole opening credits. That was really cool.
Yeah, I just hope, I hope that it is not a, and it doesn't look. For starters, okay, there's some things that I was scared. One, I was like, oh, my God, another Spider-Man. Holy jeez. You know, because I actually like both. I like both of the other ones.
Yeah, there are parts about, I think the Tobey Maguire one, I like the most.
At the time, especially.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And I love parts about the Andrew Garfield stuff.
I loved Andrew Garfield as Spider-Man. I didn't like him as Peter Parker, but I loved him as Spider-Man. Yep. But I will say that I was concerned when I heard Vulture. Because the comic Vulture is not, I mean, he's an old man.
He's weak.
Flying around in a bird suit.
Yeah.
And a part of the thing I do struggle with sometimes with Spider-Man's villains, I mean, Spider-Man's got some awesome villains, but the reality of it is a lot of times they're tech guys, okay? Spider-Man is strong as fuck,
right.
Okay? And no one really talks about that most of the time. If Spider-Man punches a normal man in the face, the fight is over.
Right. He's going to kill him.
It's done. Okay? I don't know if you guys remember.
Kind of like when Jen Erso punches a stormtrooper in the face. The fight is over.
Winter Soldier kicked the shit out of a lot of people. Yeah. Okay? He tried to punch Spider-Man.
He grabbed his arm like, whoa, you have a metal arm.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's so cool.
Yeah. I mean, he is very strong. So, I kind of got, oh, I'm like, oh my God. And then I heard Michael Keaton, and I'm like, I love it. Okay, I love Michael Keaton. He does crazy really well. In the scene, and you only get one little scene where he says, don't mess with me, kid.
Because I'll kill you.
Because I'll kill you. Yeah, and I'm like, holy shit, this is going to be
and
awesome.
And now he's actually playing a bird hero villain type character in that movie he did that won the Oscar, whatever the hell that was.
Birdman.
It's going to come true. He's going
to. Well, and I mean, look at the guy's been Batman. I mean, it's just awesome. It's freaking awesome. Yeah. And they made the tech. They made the suit.
Really cool.
Oh my God, it looks awesome. So I'm super excited about that. You guys, I mean, for me, three things happened this last week, and Guardians you guys already discussed, but these other three man, I'm like Spider-Man, Baywatch, Transformers. And Spider-Man, Baywatch, I'm super excited for.
Yeah.
Transformers, I'm like,
man. And Baywatch is straight for entertainment value. Oh, you know what I mean? It's, yeah, it'd just be a good time.
Baywatch
yeah.
is not going to be a change my life movie, but
no.
I mean, the thing is when a Marvel movie comes out, I am expecting to watch that movie over and over and over and over, just yep. as with a Star Wars movie or whatnot. Baywatch, no, I'm going to go have fun with it and watch it, and it's going to be done.
With the what are the three that are slated then for? So Guardians of the Galaxy 2, Spider-Man, what's the third Marvel movie for next year?
Thor.
Ragnarok?
Ragnarok.
And I think it's actually, it might actually be Guardians, Thor, Spider-Man. I guess I would have to double check.
I just watched Fat Man and on Batman.
Yep.
And they were saying that Guardians was in August, where the other Ragnarok was first, then I believe Spider-Man, then Guardians, then Justice League is what they said.
Okay. Yep.
I could be wrong,
but they would know better than us.
Oh yeah,
probably they're professionals.
Yeah,
right.
We're hacks.
I don't know, man. It's just, you know, this time of the year, all of a sudden, you get really excited about next year.
Yeah. But that's strange. Then, so they give us the farthest one first, then the second that we have in Thor. Thor is 4 months away, because Thor will be the Heidi's birthday one.
That must be then. You know, must be May.
And then it's June or July is gonna, or June should be Spider-Man, and then August is. You know,
that is weird. So
it is. Maybe there's something wrong with that too. I don't know.
Hmm. We'll see. And maybe it's totally intentional. Maybe they're just kind of playing the game, and
Yep.
Maybe there's something in the Thor trailer that is going to tie in, that maybe we needed to see one of the other ones first.
Yeah.
You know, who knows?
All right.
So
we have to wrap.
We do.
Let's wrap this baby.
We do. We have to wrap already. Wow.
That's the way it is.
The way it is. I appreciate Steve's help on the top five today. That was a lot of fun. Travis, you're miserable. So, if you didn't learn anything today, learn that you need to buy one of these Deadpool figures. It doesn't matter which one. You need to get your hands on one of them, or both of them. Episode 54, we're approaching Christmas. The snow's falling. For guys like Big Money Bashotti, that is money falling from the sky, because he's going to OT the shit out of some shit. So, had a good time this morning, fellas. Thanks again. Thanks to Dave for the music, Courtney for the inspiration behind all that we do. Don't forget, coming up in 3 short months, MesquiteCon in Muskegon, Michigan at the Holiday Inn, March 18th. Make sure you like the Facebook page. Make sure you like our Facebook page. My wife is going to kill me. At wife is killing me, both Instagram and Twitter. The acronym for my wife is going to kill me podcast on YouTube. We're going to be putting some more toy reviews up. I'm sure you guys will see a brand new Deadpool hot toy review here very shortly. Email us, wifeiskillingme@gmail.com. Interact, have some fun, be safe out there, drive safe out there. For Stephen Bashotti and Travis Bowles, I am Pete McCarthy. And until next time, we'll see you guys in the toy aisle.